went to an art opening years ago that was comprised of a series of photographs that were supposed to be all part of one theme. My friend and I circled the room trying desperately to find the commonality in the pieces. And we squinted, and that didn't work. And we got really close to them, and we were going, what is this? What ties all these photographs together? They're all different things. And then finally, we backed all the way up out of the gallery, you know, kind of at the edge of the gallery. And my friend nudges me, and she goes, I get it. I'm like, what? What is it? And she said, they're all rectangles. And I'm not really sure that's what the artist had in mind. But that's what I was thinking about when I read the Gospel of Mark today. I was left with this feeling that there are two stories in one lectionary reading, and they're vastly different. And why are they grouped together for us to read today? What are we supposed to see in this gallery that's the same? So looking at each part, the first part of the reading today has Jesus in his hometown, and he's teaching and he's amazing people in the synagogue until they kind of turn on him and figure out he's little Jesus that we knew. And then, you know, he seems powerless in the place that he called home. And then the second part of this reading is about Jesus sending out his disciples with virtually no provisions. Yet, they had the power to preach and teach and heal. Upon first glance, there's hardly anything that seems to tie them together. But when you back up, you might discover a few little threads that kind of link these together so brilliantly. And it's so Gospel of Mark. So if you look at the whole reading today from Mark, both stories contain within, there begins to be a clear picture. In both scenarios, the mission is teaching, illuminating, lifting up the lowly, restoring the broken to wholeness, offering hope. That's what Jesus does in his boyhood hometown in the first section of our reading. He's expecting acceptance, faith, and conversion, and healing. That's why he goes. But he's shut down and amazed at the lack of faith from the people that know him the most. And what a blow this must be to face rejection from friends and family and neighbors. And this would have taken the steam out of any movement. This would have grounded anybody. But the next passage follows, and it's clear that even this painful rejection will not stop Jesus' mission. Because Jesus sends out his disciples two by two so that they have a witness for them to corroborate their stories and their testimony of healing. Jesus may have had a bad experience at home, but he knows that his power comes from God. And that is not in question. He knows this with such certainty that he sends out his disciples and he gives them his power. And that's how confident he is. Escaping. Oh, there we go. Is Marguerite here? Because she's usually the one that's like, with the lights out, it's a bad thing. So he's so confident that this power is real and that he really has this power from God that he passes it on to his disciples. But this time, Jesus prepares the disciples for the potential of maybe the occasional failure. There may be a house or a place that's not welcoming, and that's okay. Just knock the dust off that place of your sandals and keep on going. The next town, the next house may be the one that needs you the very most. The next opportunity might be the person that's the most in need of this message. The next opportunity may be the person with the biggest heart, with the best gifts to pass your message on. Don't let a setback stop you. Keep the faith, keep your spirits, keep up the mission. Jesus tells his disciples, rejection does not mean destruction. So this reminds me of one of my very favorite movies that if it's on, I can't stop watching. It's not Contact, so stop. Yeah. It's Rudy. Has anybody seen the movie Rudy?
Oh, yeah.
Please raise your hand if you've seen Rudy, because I want to know you. Okay, it's a football movie. I'm just telling you, but I swear to you, I cry my eyes out every time I see it. It's a 1993 movie about the real story of this guy named Rudy Rudiger, who dreams of playing football for the family dream team, Notre Dame. His family is crazy about Notre Dame, everyone. It's a dream for them. But he doesn't have the grades or the size. He's a little short guy. He doesn't have the talent to get into his beloved school. But despite his fear of failure, he tries anyway. And he tries, and he fails. And he tries, and he fails. And he tries, and he fails, until he, through sheer determination, realizes his dream. I'm not going to give it away, because you need to see it, so you'll cry your eyes out. But you cry because it's hard to see someone fail. But it's so joyous to see somebody who believes in something so much that they keep on trying. How many things in our lives do we keep on trying to do? What do we try for? Our kids, our families, our jobs. Certainly we've faced down some barrier in our lives that we've pushed through. But how many times have we faced possible rejection for being a Christian? Probably a lot in Silicon Valley, right? It's possible. It makes us wonder about what our mission is. I met a woman recently at a function, and we were introduced by a neighbor of mine. And my neighbor kind of thinks I'm a novelty because she introduces me like this. This is Lisa. She's a priest at a church. Right, right. So I ran into the same woman that I was introduced to later, and she whispered to me very quietly. She says, I wanted to tell you something, and I didn't want to say anything at first when I first met you. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to tell me she's an axe murderer or something, you know? And her face looked so serious, and she was nervous. And I said, yes? And she said, I wanted to let you know. And then her voice got really, really quiet. And she said, I wanted to let you know that I'm a Christian. And I said, cool, me too. And she pointed at my collar and she goes, I figured, you know. But that's how it is sometimes, right? We're afraid to say it out loud that we are followers of Christ. And it might be because so many people have gone before that have, you know, been so loud or forceful and ended up in jail for embezzling or embroiled in some kind of scandal. But part of our mission, I think, is to kind of reclaim the word Jesus and to do it with no fear of rejection. Now, I don't mean that you have to stand up on your chair or on your desk at your very secular job and say, you know, I'm a Christian and come to church with me Sunday. If you do, that's cool, but you don't have to do that. But no, I mean that when somebody asks you what you're doing this weekend, tell them you're going to church. You know, there's all sorts of things that you can do in everyday ways to let people know that you're a Christian. A lot of people that you know already know that you're really nice. You hold the door for them. You do good things for them. They know you're a nice person. They've seen you take up for people. You could go the next step. We are modern day disciples. We don't necessarily have to go to town from town to town with only the things that are the clothes that are on our backs. And we don't have to go around to do that to spread the message of Jesus because we have Facebook. But, glad you got that. But what we do need to do is keep this movement going, not just on social media. We should always expect kindness in others, whether we get it or not. We should recognize God's blessing and show these blessings to others around us. We should expect miracles, and we should shine a light on miracles to show everyone else that there are miracles. We should keep the doors of hospitality open. And if we fall flat in the dirt, we should just get up and shake the dust off and keep going. We have a mission that Jesus, the ultimate Rudy, the perfect example of stick-to-itiveness, gives us today to teach, illuminate, lift up the lowly, restore the broken to wholeness. to offer hope. And thank goodness the results don't have to be measured by a yardstick. They are measured in us trying. Our optimistic refusal to give up is our calling. And our joy in our risen Christ is our story to tell through words and actions. Rejection, acceptance, doors shutting, doors wide open. You can say with a smile on your face and no matter what, that you are on a mission from God. Amen.